Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Shoemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jose Santiago. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. And now, play ball. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Hall moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Allison moves to second. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 1 in the game. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Causey moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive towards the mound. Pasquale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Dan Pfister now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Hall moves to second. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Batty hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is walked intentionally. Jim Snyder pinch runs for Don Mincher. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasquale takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew scores. Hall moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Westock now pitching. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhaals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Snyder now playing second base. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Bryan reaches second base with a double. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Shoemaker moves to second. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shoemaker moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Oliva throws the ball into Verhals, who tags Colavito trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Shoemaker scores. Tartabull scores. Causey moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gentile is walked intentionally. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Billy Bryan. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Doc Edwards now catching. Nelson Matthews now playing center field. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Batty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott pinch runs for Earl Batty. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Al Worthington now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. 1 out. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shoemaker strikes out. 2 outs. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-1 in the game. Stock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tardabul hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall takes first base on ball 4. John Wyatt now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.